Om Shanti. Today is 13th January 2018, Saturday, the magic of blessings. Today's blessing is, may you be a constantly powerful soul and finish the word weakness with the awareness of the one word Baba. May you be a constantly powerful soul and finish the word weakness with the awareness, Smriti, of the one word, Baba. When you speak of any weakness, whether it is in your thoughts, words, sanskars or nature, you say, my idea is this or my sanskars are like this. However, the father's sanskars and thoughts are mine. The sign of power, Samarthi, is being equal to the father. So let the word Baba be natural in your thoughts, words and in everything. And whilst doing anything, let there be the awareness of Karavanhar, one who inspires. Then no maya, that is weakness, can come in front of Baba. So today's blessing is to become a constantly powerful soul. And if you have to become a constantly powerful soul, you have to finish one word. And what is that word? Weakness. And how will you finish that one word? With the smriti, with the awareness of yet another word. Which is that word? Baba. Few days back, in one of the Avyakta Murli, Baba had given us three gifts. One was golden key with keychain. Third was makeup box. And second was bracelet. Three gifts. So the first gift was golden key. And what is that golden key? Baba is that golden key. And what is the keychain to hold that golden key? Embodiment, to be embodiment of the awareness of all the relationships with one Baba. So only one word is the key. Here Baba is saying, you have this one word, weakness, kamzori. Finish this word with yet another word. And that another word is Baba. So whenever you talk of your sanskars, whenever you talk of your weakness, what do you say? My sanskars are like this, my thoughts are like this, my strengths are like this, my weaknesses are like this, my speech is like this, my words are like this, my nature is like this, my dreams are like this, my awareness is like this, my imagination is like this, my drishti, my vritti is like this, my thoughts are like this. But when you say this, you have to remember that whatever are Baba's thoughts, they are your thought. Whatever is his speech is your speech. Whatever is his action is your action. Whatever is his drishti is your drishti. His vritti, your vritti. His awareness, your awareness. His dreams, your dreams. His actions, your actions. His relationships and connections are your relationships and connections. His behavior, his habits. Mimic him everywhere. Emulate him everywhere. Try to follow in his steps. However, father's sanskars and thoughts are mine. Not just father is mine, but whatever is mine. Now that may be his treasures. That is also mine. That may be his actions. They are also mine. Try to make everything of yours similar to everything of his. The sign of Samarthi is being equal to the father. So whenever you have this feeling of Samarthi, whenever you have this feeling of being very powerful, everything would become like him. So let the word Baba be natural in your thoughts, word and in everything. So now the question is how to make the awareness of Baba natural, or how to make this word a part of our being, how that should become natural in thoughts, words and everything, and in actions, the awareness of Karavan heart. If you do this, then there won't be any Maya, then there won't be any weakness. So now the question to all of you is this: how to make the word Baba a natural part of our thinking? How to do that? How to make him come naturally in thoughts, in words, in deeds, in actions, everywhere, in feelings, in emotions, in awareness, everywhere? How his thoughts should become natural?
Attainments which we are getting from
him. Okay. Then?
Blessings.
Then? Soul conscious.
Combined.
Mercy. Tell something very much practical. How to make his remembrance natural?
Keeping him in front of our eyes all the time.
His hand is on our head. Okay. Being in his company. Most important thing is to forge a very strong relationship with him. To establish a very strong relationship with him. We love him, but in next Sunday's Mudi Baba has said, in the path of bhakti also, you had love for God, but that love was without introduction and that love was without relationship. Here, the comparison is, here also you have love, here also you have sneha for father, but this love, this sneha, this prem is with introduction and with relationship. This is the difference. In bhakti, there was no shakti. But here, in jnana, you have power. You have shakti. In bhakti, there was bhavana. There was feeling. There was emotions. But, what feeling? It was transient. Alpakalin. And it was filled with kamna. It was filled with your desires. Here, you have unlimited. Here you have authority of all the relationships with him. So these are the three differences. No powers, power. Sneha, love, but that love without introduction and without relationships. Here, love is there, but with relationship. There, feelings were there, but they were transient feeling. They were feelings of begging. You were having the stage of a beggar. Here you have become Adhikari, the one who claims all rights. So these are the three major differences in the path of bhakti and in the path of knowledge. So Baba is saying here, make this awareness of Baba natural. So how will you do it? First thing is empowering, emboldening, establishing very powerful relationship with him. Just as mother and child, how strong relation it is. Even we have seen in our hospital many patients, those who become unconscious or go in coma or they drop into that very serious stage. In that stage also sometimes they utter the names of those people whom they love too much. There you get to know that how deeply that person is invigorated in the brains of this man, in the memories of this person. Because in that stage also of severe pain, if suppose a person who is in knowledge for 20 years and if he suddenly becomes ill and there is a severe pain and suddenly he remembers his mother who had died long back, so probably that love is still there. It has yet not been replaced by love of Supreme Mother. So, even in those unguarded moments, is this awareness of Baba natural with us? That is the question. So first thing what we have to work is relationship. To forge a very strong bond. And Baba has said time and again that you have to have no trucks with this world, no relationships with this world. Your all relationships are with one God. So first is relationship. Make them strong. If you think he is your friend, keep on talking with him. Next Sunday is Murli again. One very beautiful point. You have to have picnic, Baba said. You do picnic with Hamjins. Brahma Baba is doing picnic with his Hamjins. This is Prabhupal picnic. This is godly fruit, where you get godly gifts, fruits. So if he is my friend, and if I go on picnic with my friend, what all things I am going to do? Just write down those things or visualize those things. If God is my friend and if I happen to go with him on an outing, if I happen to go on with him in an excursion, what all things we are going to do together? If suppose we are left alone, what all things we are going to do together? Just imagine a friend, a bosom friend has come from long distance, far off distance, with whom you had not talked for a very long time, and suddenly he came and you are overjoyed, you are singing, jumping. What all things you are going to do with that friend in the similar manner? This Khuda Dost, this friend, has supreme friend, has come after a long period. So can you imagine, can you visualize, can you just write down few things today? If he is my friend and suddenly a friend has come and we have to go out, what all things we are going to do in picnic? Games? Foods? Play? What else? Puzzles? Talking? Singing? Dancing? Sightseeing? Or some creative work? What all we are going to do? Just keep on thinking of this. So take one relationship, visualize. Take one relationship, build that relationship. And that relation should be not unilateral, bilateral. Okay? From both sides. It's not that you are loving him, but he is not reciprocating your love. It should not happen. It's rather the other way around most of the times. So, forging a strong relationship is one. Second, how to make his awareness natural? What else? In relationships, everything will come. His company, and suppose he is Sadguru, he is keeping that his hand on my head, and he is walking with him, he is moving with me, he is my companion, he is my friend and everything. All different relationships. How to make the awareness natural? Natural means I am talking how to form this as a habit. And for habit, what are the things necessary? What are the necessary things? Repetition. Repetitions. Keep on repeating that things again and again. Keep on using the word Baba as many times as possible throughout the day in your speech. Keep on using that word many times. Just by using that word, you are unconsciously filling your intellect, your sanskars, your mind, everything with him. Increasing God consciousness. You know, there's one movement, ESKCON, Krishna consciousness. What they do? They keep on singing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna all the time. You can see them on the street dancing vehemently. You can see them everywhere in the temples, especially on Janmashtami, on such festivals. They dance so passionately. Why? But they keep on doing this. They say that in this Kali Yuga, only one, this Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam Kevalam. Only this name will protect you. These scriptures are not going to help you. Nothing is going to help you. No guru is going to help you. Only name. They keep on repeating that name. And by that repetition, they become Krishna conscious. And they say that is God consciousness. And that's what they are spreading. Even though this looks like bhakti, but still using the word Baba. Again and again, again and again, again and again. Will somehow help you to make his remembrance natural. So, even uttering the word like a mantra. Though Baba has said that you are not going to get anything just if you keep on repeating Baba, Baba, Baba. But yes, internal purushart, internal efforts are also going on. And outside, on the surface, this is also going on. So, both things will augment your purushart. Third, what else you will do to make this as natural? Imagine him that he is with you. Imagine visualization. Third is imagination and visualization. Imagine he is with you. When you are riding, he is your pillion rider. While you are going somewhere, he is following you. Whilst you are giving speeches, feel that his hand is above you. It's only your words, but his power is flowing from above. Your words are yours, but power is his. When you are explaining to somebody, feel that his canopy is upon you. So create new visualizations. You are going for interview, feel that it's he who will answer. If you are going for singing, feel that it's just my throat, but voice would be his. If you are going for some exam, feel that his rays are coming down like laser beams and touching my intellect. If there is obstacle in life, if there are somebody is becoming hindrance in your purushartha, feel that you remain protected, insulated. So these are the different visualizations that you have to bring. You are alone, you are afraid, nobody is around. Night is dark. You feel that his flashlight is coming and showing the way. Visualization. Feeling him deeply in your heart of hearts. Feeling him as your closest friend, as a being who is the most dearest to your heart. Creating that visualization. Feeling that he is the boatman. He is holding your hand and he is taking you across the boat. He is the guide. He is the instructor. He is the coach of your life. He is teaching you to play. He is teaching you to dance. He is teaching you to sing. He is teaching you to live. He is teaching you all the arts of living. He is your supreme guide. He is the one who is giving you blessing. Feel that his hand is upon you. Feel that he is giving you tilak. Feel that he is your counselor. You are in dilemma in life, sitting on the horns of dilemma. You don't know what to do and what to do. You don't know whether to quit or not to quit. You are addicted to something. That may be internet. That may be any sanskar. That may be any social media. It could be anything. Any addiction for that matter. Addiction is like a prison, where the locks are from inside, not from outside. Addiction is a prison where the locks are from inside. Who will open? So he has that golden key. He will come and open. He will come and free you if you are ensnared, if you are in the cage, fluttering, crying, blubbering. He is the one who will free you. So he is the liberator. Each and every word that comes in Murli, feel that relationship with him. Don't try to learn Murli. Try to experience Murli. This is the most important thing. Somebody had asked me one question, and probably I never answered such question, but today I'll answer. Somebody has asked, stop telling me all the Murli. Tell me one thing, how do you remember it? Don't tell me what is there in that. Don't tell me 20 points and 80 points. Tell me only one thing. How do you remember it? I'd given him the answer. I don't try to remember from Smriti. I don't speak from Smriti, but I speak from experience. Now how do you experience the things which never happened in your life? It is possible. If you have one Murli with you, you read it so many times. You try to understand it so many times, not just reading, not just understanding, but you try to experience it. You try to feel it so deeply within you and for a long time. And then when you speak, it feels as if, oh, this man knows everything. But it's not like that. It is not coming out of memory. It's not a memory feat. Rather, it is whatever, suppose you are asked, you had gone for a picnic to one park, you spent 1 hour and you came back and you are asked, now tell what is there. So you will say, we had gone there, then we saw a lion, we saw this, we saw in the zoo, we saw this. You will narrate everything for 1 hour. Imagine you had not gone and now you are told to sit and speak. Then you will have to think what to speak. You will have to ask, what are the points? we did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You'll have to remember, and there is a fear that you remember fifth point. But which you have experienced. Anything which you experience, you don't have to make efforts to recall. It becomes natural part of your being. So don't try to read Murli. Don't try to memorize it at all. What you have to do is experience. Read one line and stop. Don't go ahead unless and until you understand. Statue. Don't move ahead unless and until you feel it deeply. There's one line, feel it deeply. What is it? What are the deeper implications? What are the deeper connotations? What are the deeper meaning? How much I have understood of it? Am I understanding or just moving like that just because I have to finish today's Murli? Not like that. Drink it. Don't read. Don't read. What you have to do it? Drink it, sip. Every sip of it. And with that, then that should become an experience. Speak from Anubhuti, not from Smriti. That is the way. So, third thing is visualization. Create a mental movie. It is known as mental movie. Create a movie. See that entire thing in that movie. So this is today's homework. Three things to do. Things can be many, but we have limitation of time. So we'll restrict to three. First, what you have to do is relationships, make them stronger. Feel those relationships. Get emotionally involved with God. Have emotional love affairs with God. You know, love affair is always stronger than arranged marriages. God's love should be, Ramakrishna Paramahansa used to say, suppose a woman is married, okay, and she has a paramour, extramarital affair. So while doing all the work, she would remember that person all the time. So in the similar manner, suppose you are married to this world, whilst leading a married life with this world, remember your paramour, who is the supreme, who is God. Keep on remembering. Second, your remembrance should be like toothache. Whenever you get toothache, and if you don't take any painkiller, whole day it will pull you. You are remembering that toothache all the time. So God's love should be like that toothache. He should be pulling you all the time. You are washing utensils, that is still there. Your mind, some part of your mind is attached there. You are walking, some part of the mind is there. You are doing each and everything, every task of day. But your mind is somewhere attached to that toothache. So God's love should be like that toothache. The unhealing wound of God's love. So, relationship. Second? Second is not that. Second is what? Visualization. And third is? Visualization is third. Repetition. Keep on repeating. Keep on repeating, repeating. Make it a mantra. It should be like mantra. But yes, Baba has said, this is not the sauda, this is not the deal of mouth, but of heart. This deal is of heart. So it should not. But still it has got a meaning. Even if somebody repeats it just like that, parrot-like reading, still it will help. Though it should come from the heart, but suppose it is not coming from the heart, and still a parrot-like repetition also will help. Because gradually it will start sinking within. Jesus Christ has said, not everyone who cometh and saith, Lord, Lord, but he that doeth the will of my Father shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Not everyone who is just coming and saying, oh Lord, oh Lord. No, but he that doeth the will of my Father. Whatever my Father has said, whatever my Father's dictates, Srimad is there. If you don't follow that and simply keep on repeating, you won't be able to enter the kingdom of heaven. But yes, we will enter. Because the word Baba is a magic. It's a golden key. So even if you repeat it just like that, still it will help. Because it will gradually, not today, but tomorrow. Not tomorrow, day after tomorrow. Not day after tomorrow, after 1 week, after 1 month. Someday or other, one day. A day will come when you will become the very embodiment. So make the awareness of Baba natural so that you can finish the other word, which is that weakness. So may you be a constantly powerful soul and finish the word weakness with the awareness of one word, Baba. Then no Maya, that is weakness, can come in front of you. So remember this. Om Shanti.